Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the vacuum system bags. I'll go over the different microns that are available with the different manufacturers, and I'll touch on, you know, why you should pick a certain micron for your area and the benefits of some bags over other bags. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So one of the first vacuum systems that I was using was the PowerVac, and their bags are definitely excellent. And these were the bags that introduced me to the different micron ratings and kind of what they're used for. And so I'll kind of use these just to start the podcast off with, so you get an idea of the different microns. Most of the standard bags you're going to get with a vacuum system is measured in 100 microns. And this is probably, you know, the sweet spot for a lot of people out there that use just the standard bags. You don't need anything better or finer micron, I should say, or any less micron than that in most cases. And that's why the manufacturers will send out the standard bag as 100 micron. Where they get the micron ratings from? Typically, when the manufacturer orders the material for their bag, so they have them made, you know, the plants in China will let them know how the micron is, or how the fabric, how porous the fabric is, basically, because it's a little bit different than the micron in a filter. You know, if you're going to look at a cartridge filter, that's kind of like a pleated cloth. And the bags, of course, are just material. So a basic rule of thumb is that the finer the micron, the more dirt or finer dirt it can pick up. For instance, Hammerhead has a 75 micron Volcano bag. That's their lowest micron bag currently that I can see on their site. And then, of course, you have PowerVac with their 60 micron. Riptide has a 60 micron. The Bottom Feeder has a 57 micron bag. And, of course, Riptide now has a new 25 micron bag. And I did say that correctly, 25 micron. I'll go over that bag a little bit later. But basically, the finer microns mean that it's going to pick up more of the finer dirt, silt. So, for instance, if you have a pool that has those white flakes from a salt cell blowing back in there, a 100 micron bag will pick them up perfectly fine. If you have maybe finer dirt, you know, like a light dusting of dirt, the 75 micron will definitely do a good job. And then if you want to go down to the 60 micron or even the 57 micron bag by the Bottom Feeder, you're going to have a lot more resistance when you vacuum, because the bag is going not to let a lot of the water pass through, because as it starts to build up on the bag, it starts to balloon up kind of. And so one thing you're going to notice with the finer micron bags, they could blow off the vacuum system. I've had that happen with the PowerVac and with the Bottom Feeder. The Riptide, as of yet, I've never had a bag blow off the Riptide, because they have a really unique design that locks the bag in to the head of the vacuum. So that's not a problem there. The problem is once there's too much resistance from the bag filling up with the finer particles, you won't be able to vacuum anything up. So you'll be going over debris on the bottom, but nothing will be happening because the thrust motor is pushing the water up into the bag, but there's nowhere for the water to go, so to speak, because of all the particles clogging up the fine micron. And therefore, it just kind of balloons on you, and it doesn't pick up any debris at that point. So then you have to pull it out of the pool, and I got to tell you, it's pretty heavy because that bag is full of water, because the dirt's not letting the water pass through. And then you take it out, clean the bag out, put it back in, and finish vacuuming the pool. So if you're using a 60 micron bag, I highly recommend having two of them. So you start vacuuming with one of them. Once the bag starts to balloon, so to speak, take it out of the pool, take it off the head of the vacuum, put the other 60 micron bag on and continue vacuuming. Saves you a lot of time, because then you have to hose off the other bag in between if you're going to put that same bag on. So the finer micron bags, although they are appealing because of the fact that they pick up the finer dirt and silt. They are a little bit of a hassle because of the fact that they do balloon up, because of the fact that they're picking up so much fine stuff that the water has really nowhere to go. And then, of course, if you're moving it from the spa to the pool or vice versa, when you go to put it in there, so let's say you vacuum the spa first, and then you're using a 60 micron bag to vacuum the pool. Once you go from the spa to the pool, what's going to happen is the air that's in there from the transfer is going to have a hard time getting out of the bag because, again, it is such a fine micron. That's why I think 75 microns and 100 microns are probably the ideal bag for my area. And I think for the Riptide, the 75 micron, and for the Hammerhead in that respect, their Volcano bag would be perfect for Southern California because it picks up the finer stuff and also the leaf debris without it being too fine where it balloons up like the 60 micron or 57 micron bag. And it also allows you to pick up leaf debris without worrying about the bag tearing because of the fine micron. So then if you wanted to go to the flip side of that and go to a higher micron, anything over 100 will let the dirt through in most cases. So if you go to a 200 micron bag and or 400 micron bag, you're going to get the leaf debris. So if you know someone drops a glass in the pool and it shatters or breaks the glass on the deck and the particles fall into the pool, you would want to use a 400 micron bag to vacuum out the glass because it's very durable. So you know, if you have rosebush thorns, glass, rocks, anything like that, you want to use a higher micron. You wouldn't want to use, you know, a 75 micron bag for that task because the fact is you may tear the bag because it's not as durable as a higher micron. So for those areas where you're just vacuuming out mainly leaf debris, I would say 200 microns would be your sweet spot. So areas of Florida and Texas where you have just mainly leaf debris, not the fine dirt, then you would use that higher micron bag. And it'll last longer too because it's not quite as fragile or as delicate as the finer micron bags. And let me just back up and go back to the Riptide 25 micron bag, which I think is a truly amazing micron level. If you feel the bag, it has a weird feel to it because of the fine micron. And if you use the bag, it'll pick up all the dirt in the pool basically to where you no longer need the system vac, or as we call it in my day, manual vacuum a pool, which means that, you know, the vacuuming with the hose and the vacuum head connected to the pool equipment. And so Riptide has always been searching for a way to make it so that you would just use their vacuum system and wouldn't need to have a system vac on your truck. So you don't have to carry the 50-foot hose and the manual vacuum head. Now, I got to tell you, if you have a pool with a lot of dirt in there, manual vacuuming is the only way to do it still. Because as I mentioned earlier about the ballooning of the smaller micron bag, even though the 25 micron bag is really tall, it's still going to balloon out on you for the fact that it's 25 microns, obviously. However, on the flip side of that, after you use the 25 micron bag in the pool, go ahead and get your leaf rake and go on the bottom of the pool and see if any dirt stirs up after using the 25 micron bag. And I can guarantee you that there's not going to be anything noticeable left on the pool surface because the 25 micron bag will essentially filter down the dirt out of the pool, or I guess trap the dirt in the bag, I should say, to the same level as a sand filter with regular sand in it. So it's definitely something that if you have a Riptide, you definitely want to put in your arsenal because it's a pretty awesome bag. And besides that, you won't need the manual vacuuming a lot of pools out there, especially if the pools have, you know, dirt here and there, or light dusting of it, or in the spa. This bag is definitely ideal for that. And the ballooning effect is about the same as a 60 micron bag. So I was kind of surprised that it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I thought maybe I would only be able to go, you know, half the pool with it. So I was able to vacuum a complete spa the first time and half a pool without having a problem. When I got to the deep end, about 75% of the pool was done already. And then the bag started ballooning on me. And this was the pool with pretty decent amount of dirt. I'm not talking that you can see streaks of it, but there was definitely a lot of dirt in the pool when I vacuumed it. And so definitely a good test for it because a lot of times you're just spot vacuuming a lot of pools. And so instead of taking out your manual vacuum, setting it up, going through all the rigmarole of getting the water out of it, putting it into the skimmer, and then by the time you're done, you've already spent 3 or 4 minutes getting it all set up. By then, you're halfway done with the pool with the Riptide with the 25 micron bag. And then if you use my method of having two of them, just take that one off, put the other one on, and continue vacuuming, and then you're pretty much done without having to manual vacuum the pool pretty much ever again. And so it's a pretty amazing vacuum system bag, because until this bag, there was really nothing that kind of rivaled a manual vacuum, except for the bottom feeder with the cartridge filter on top. But that's kind of cumbersome compared to just having a bag for your vacuum system. Nothing wrong with the bottom feeder cartridge filter, except that it's just kind of awkward when you're using it in the pool. It does filter, of course, to a cartridge filter level. So it does kind of essentially the same thing that the new Riptide 25 micron bag will do. So let me go back to the opposite end again. And so Hammerhead has an 800 micron bag. And this is for pools that are just thrashed from, you know, like a heavy wind. If you're in Florida, if you get a hurricane, God forbid, you know, that's one of those things where you're going to have a bag like this to get all that coarse debris out of there. And so that's a really, I wouldn't even call it a micron bag. It's more like a mesh bag, because the holes are open to let everything out. All the dirt will come through, of course. But again, these bags are designed for pools that have been pretty much trashed, and so they're full of leaves. So for like a green pool cleanup, which I don't really recommend vacuuming a pool without being able to see the bottom, but if you've already cleared up fairly decently where you can see the bottom, dropping down one of these vacuum systems with the heavy mesh bag, or Riptide has the heavy duty net bag. And so these bags are great for pools with just mainly leaf debris and not the dirt. So for a cleanup or something like that, after the Santa Ana winds or hurricane, these bags would come in handy. So bottom line, I think you want to have a good arsenal of bags on your truck. Start with the standard bag that you get when you order the vacuum system, of course, but then see if you want to go to a finer micron in your area. It may be logical to do that. Southern California has a good mix of pools with heavy leaf debris and finer dirt and debris, so the 70 micron bag works perfectly fine. The 25 micron bag is definitely a game changer out there. And then on the flip side, having a 200 or 400 micron bag would be very logical too, even in California, especially for the pools that, you know, get heavy leaf debris, but not quite to the point where you need the heavy duty net bag or an 800 micron bag. So having a good mix is great. I should mention that Macco Bags is an aftermarket producer of bags. They have a really good 80 micron bag that pretty much rivals the Riptide 75 micron bag. And then you have clearpoolproducts.com with their clear pool bags. And these are also very good bags to have on your truck. And they're less expensive because they're aftermarket. They're not made by the manufacturer. So I know Reggie, the owner of Mako Bags, really well. And if you want to go to their website, makobags.com, makobag.com. So that's makobags.com. They have an M80, which is a great 80 micron bag. They also have a 120 micron bag. You can definitely browse their site to see the different bags that they have available. And then if you are looking at buying them in bulk, you can go to the other site, the Clear Pool Bag, which is bulkpoolbags.com. And that's bulkpoolbags.com. And they have a 90 micron, a 200 micron, and a 400 micron. And one reason why you may want to look at the aftermarket bags is because of the price point. For instance, on the bulkpoolbags.com site, 5 bags are $100. So that's quite a savings over the manufacturer sites. Again, nothing wrong with the manufacturer bags. I think the Riptide bags are definitely excellent, especially since they have the new double bag feature. So they have an outside layer that protects the bag, and then they have that really nice 25 micron bag available and the heavy net bag. I would say Riptide definitely spends a lot of time on their bags, because to be honest with you, the bag is the vacuum system in a lot of cases. So if you have the vacuum system with the best thrust motor, the best built system, but your bags are terrible, you know, it's going to be a problem. So they really spend a lot of engineering and time making their bags the best vacuum system bags on the market. I think the best advice I can give you is to try the different microns in your area and see which bag you're leaning towards, you know, either the higher micron or the low micron. There's a lot of guys in my group that just love the 200 micron bag. They will use anything else on their truck, you know, and then there's other people that just love the smaller micron bags like myself, and you deal with the ballooning up and all those issues with those, but you get a lot of the finer dirt out. So I prefer those myself, and I can deal with those issues because I'm kind of familiar with what's going to happen. If you're using a finer micron bag for the first time, it's kind of funny because you're probably going to be like, what's going on here? I can't vacuum anything. It's blowing up like a balloon. You'll get the hang of it. You'll know when to stop vacuuming, when to pull it out of the pool and empty it, and all those aspects of the finer micron bag. But definitely, I think there's a market for either the finer micron and the higher micron bags. And then, of course, the standard 100 micron bag, you can't go wrong with that. That's perfect for, you know, some finer dirt, not the finest dirt, but finer dirt, and of course, regular debris. And I think if you don't have a vacuum system, hopefully after listening to this, you kind of have an idea of how the vacuum system could aid you on your pool route. Definitely, they're going to speed up your day, save you time, and you know, you don't really need to system vac a pool very often with a vacuum system. In pools with heavy debris, you're going to get through those pools very quickly with the vacuum system. Everything is trapped in the bag depending on the micron you pick. And if you're looking for other podcasts that I've recorded on vacuum systems, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, there's a podcast icon. Click on that, and that'll take you to the previous episodes I've recorded. I have over 560 or 70 podcasts, so go there and kind of scroll back through and listen to the ones you may have missed. And if you're looking to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.